Grandmère. Every morning, me and Grandmère hum. I hum low, she hums high. She starts the rhythm. I change the tune. Slow it down, speed it up. I like my overalls. I like thanking Sweet Pea for her eggs. She clucks. Welcome. In the kitchen, Grandmère stirs dewberry syrup. I scramble eggs and set the table. She flips griddle cakes onto the plates. We eat as sunlight streams through the windows. Grandmère likes the quiet. I do too. No sisters hollering, "More waffles," or "Stop eating all the bacon." Today, Grandmère breaks the quiet, her voice warm.
"Rituals are important."
"What's a ritual?" I bite a piece of bacon.
"Doing something the same way every day."
I nod, munching. 4 days here and I'm less scared. It helps knowing how I'm going to start the day.
"Dishes next."
I wash, Grandmère dries. Then we sit on the porch. Grandmère on the rocker, me on the step. We sit watching birds fly, lizards zigzag through dirt. I study leaves, 3-point leaves, 1-point leaves, and leaves with smooth or jagged edges. Leaves have veins that don't carry blood, only moisture. We read the bayou like Pa reads his newspaper. The bayou brings good news to me. But seeing shadows floating, quivering on the ground, seeing branches sway, bend, and snap, I sense there could be bad news, too. How else to explain weeping willows? Or how a pretty, sparkly snake with dark bands and a red stripe can be a rattler?
"Canebrake rattler," I remember Grandmère saying. "Tries to pretend it's sweet."
The bayou excites me, but I haven't left the yard. Grandmère excites me too, but sometimes she frowns.